Barry Stewart Mann has a new tale for us today about a broken toy truck that makes an unusual but annoying sound and saves the day.
Hickory, hickory. Stop it. That's so annoying. Mason didn't think so. It was his favorite truck. Big, red plastic with hinged doors and tailgate. But it had been in an accident. Dad nearly broke his back stepping on it in the kitchen. So Mason's truck was now an outside toy. Anytime Mason's older brother Shane heard it, he cringed. Throw that thing away. It's broken. Is not. It's my pickup truck, Mason argued, and he'd roll it with gusto. Hickory! Until one day, Shane, in a moment of inspiration, proclaimed, That's not a pickup truck. It's a hiccup truck. His friends Bart and Grayson burst into laughter. Is not, replied Mason, but it was too late. Listen to the hiccup truck. Hiccup, hiccup. The more they teased him, the worse Mason felt, and the more determined he grew to torment them with his toy. Their parents would intervene, but as you know, sometimes what parents say, especially when they intervene, is beside the point. It's sensible and perhaps soaks in for later reference, but boy, stop teasing Mason about his truck, was inevitably trumped by an irrefutable, it's so annoying. Nevertheless, hickory, on the back patio, in the park, on the driveway, on the front sidewalk, which is where they were one day, teasing and yelling, Mason wrought to a high pitch, Shane and his friends threatening to toss the hiccup truck down the ravine behind Bart's house, all so caught up that they didn't notice what came loping up the street until it was standing there a few yards away, teeth bared, eyes glinting. Grayson murmured, I've seen that dog over on Clark Street. Shane shouted, Go away! But the dog didn't move. The boys stood stiff as statues, except Mason, who let out a whimper. The dog looked at him. Shane cried, Don't move, Mace. But Mason said, My truck, and leaned down. The dog growled. As Mason grabbed for the truck, he stumbled and fell on it. Hickory! The dog instantly closed its mouth and cocked its head. Do it again, Shane whispered. Hickory! The dog lowered its shoulders. Again! Mason lifted and rolled. Hickory! Hickory! The dog shook as if shivering. Mason grew bold and moved forward. The dog stared at the truck. And then, as if pulled by an invisible leash, frantically dashed away. The boys crowded around Mason. Dude, the hiccup truck saved our lives! After that, there was nothing to fight about, because Mason took it, showed it, and bragged about it wherever he went. The one and only, strongest, bravest, bestest hiccup truck in the whole world.